It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey, Ben.
Good morning, Alice.
How are you going this morning?
Great. Just great.
Really excited to have you back because I feel like you were a regular of Canada Morning Radio with Joseph.
Semi-regular, yep. But
yeah.
This is my first time with you, Alice.
Yep, and we've brought you back. Great. I'm just going to ask you to move your mic up a little bit.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Okay, what film are we looking at?
We are looking at the 1944 Billy Wilder film, Double Indemnity, and I'm so excited because it's one of my favorite films. I've got a poster of it up on my wall.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm keen to do a hard sell to you, Alice.
Okay, I'm ready because I haven't seen this film.
Okay, it's really quite an essential film noir if you're into that sort of thing. Do you know much about film noir?
Like Chinatown. I'm sure I did it in school, but I don't remember it very
well. Well, it's a kind of retrospective term for a period of films kind of bookending World War II, where everything was a bit dreary and existential and sad and crime-ridden. At the time, they were called crime melodramas, but I think French critics, towards the end of the period, decided that maybe we should call this kind of movement, and it's a very stylistic movement, call it something in itself, and they called it film noir. And it has obvious visual hallmarks. You might have seen it parodied a lot in modern cinema. You know, it's very influential.
Like the blind shade
yes,
lines.
Exactly. The styles of lighting, the sharp use of shadow and light, chiaroscuro.
I feel like I'm learning so much already, Ben. This is great.
It's just so interesting. And this strange 20 years of cinema where everyone collectively kind of went a bit crazy, a bit depressed due to the war, kind of, but also other things like women's liberation, strangely, all had a kind of impact on this film. So in Double Indemnity, it is about murder. All these film noirs are kind of based around crime, and it's very melodramatic as well. And it's about a mild-mannered insurance salesman, Walter Neff, who stumbles upon this seductive wife, bored housewife, played by Barbara Stanwyck, Phyllis Diedrichsen, which I'm sure was a very sexy name in the 50s or whatever, 44, I mean. And basically, they hatch a murder. The motto of this film is, from the moment they met, it was murder. So it's great.
It sounds great.
It's really quite, it's the way the crime is set up, it feels airtight. They really, because Walter Neff, his character, is an insurance salesman. He's been dealing with these things all his life. And he tells Phyllis, you know, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. We're going to do it my way, and we're going to commit the perfect murder. So as you can guess, the film was a bit controversial when it came out because they seem to get away with it, but slowly their web begins to unravel. And it's due to the great performance by Edward G. Robinson, who is a friend of Walter Neff, which makes it all the more juicy. It's so melodramatic and beautiful.
So you said this is a 1944 film. So.
Yes, but it's a film I think everyone should watch.
Well, I was about to ask because, you know, some films from old eras are a bit harder to watch.
Yeah, I understand the sentiment a lot. I mean, this film, I first saw this in high school when we looked at film noir, and going into it, well, after the film, a lot of my classmates were very surprised by it. They said, I thought it was going to be boring because it's in black and white and it's from 1944.
But classic teenagers.
I had a great time. And I think that's a universal experience. I think if you go into it, you're going to be thrilled because it's a kind of timeless story of crime and payment.
Excellent. Well, that's a pretty solid recommendation.
It is it's a great recommendation. It's a film from Billy Wilder, who is one of the best old Hollywood directors around, very influential. I love all his movies.
Remind me some of his other films.
He did The Apartment. He did Some Like It Hot. He did Sunset Boulevard, which is another great film noir. Gloria Stanwyck. The Lost Weekend. Oh, wow. He did a lot of kind of, sad movies, but also a lot of comedies. You know, he was very flexible. That all the greats kind of are. They can all do different things.
Awesome. Okay, well, there you go. If you haven't seen this, we do have a copy to give away on DVD. If you call in on 309-3879, you could win that copy of Double Indemnity. I haven't seen it myself, and I have to say, Ben, you've convinced me that I should give it a watch.
Yeah, if you don't know much about film noir, and I didn't going into it, really, this is a great film to start because it is the quintessential one, probably. And from here, you kind of pick up all the hallmarks that you'll see again and again until you get depressed.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
Cool. Thank you, Alice.
That was the Madman DVD review.